living life and soaking up the memory. I know I've been selfish, I have no excuse to give you, it's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live. I don't know why, but I feel more comfortable. Happy, yeah. Been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I got some demons I should put to rest. I got some traumas that I can't forget. I got some phone calls I've been avoiding. Some family members I don't really connect with. Some things I said I wish I would've not let slip. Some hurtful words that never should've left my lips. Some bridges burn, I'm not ready to rebuild yet. Some insecurities I haven't dealt with yet. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul, and the last to admit I need a hand to hold. Losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching my self-esteem. Happy, don't know what's around the bend, don't know what my future is, but I can't keep on living in. Living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Happy.
It's a great station, such a worthy cause.
Hope 1032.
Just give me Jesus. trying to be perfect. All the fears, all the lies I believed in. All I've been chasing, putting my faith in. Let it fade, let it fall into pieces. And just give me Jesus. You are life, you are hope. Just give me Jesus. You are love, you are all that I want. There's nothing I desire. That can't be found in you. You're everything that I've ever needed. Just give me Jesus.
Hope 1032, out and about with you, wherever you are.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label and Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label and Mint, it's simply mint to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Hope 1032.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes of love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want.
Hope 1032.
For your today and tomorrow.
Hope 1032.
Oh, I'm feeling out of control. All the chaos I've been facing, feeling lost, can't navigate it all alone. I've tried it on my own, but every time I had a grip, I'd start to slip till I let it go. I guess it's out of my hands, oh, it's out of my hands. Guess it's out of my hands, oh, it's out of my hands.
Yeah.
keeps repeating all the lies inside my mind, that my past will always be the part of me I can't leave behind.
Oh, Hope 1032.
Cause I'm aiming fast tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of the throne. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. This is getting heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Woo-hoo. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beat you shake like money.
Amy from SMBC. This week on Salt.
It was really nerve-wracking and really anxiety-driven. So that led to me pretty much spiralling pretty badly in terms of just anxiousness. I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I broke pretty spectacularly.
My guest this week is a regular guy from the Central Coast with a heartbreaking challenge. The birth of Desmond's son should have been the happiest occasion. But instead, it led to the verge of suicide. Drop in for our chat and hear Desmond's story this week. I can't wait for you to meet him. You can listen to Salt, Conversations with Amy, wherever you get your podcasts and at hope1032.com.au.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them. Visit vom.com.au.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they're asking.
Catholic Care West in Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care West in Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to CatholicCareWest.com.
In Timor-Leste, three quarters of the population struggle to access adequate health care due to their remote living conditions. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian organisation that uses aircraft to bring essential services to these areas in Timor-Leste and 23 other countries. Last year, MAF flew 320 medevac flights in Timor-Leste, almost one life-saving flight every day. Join us in bringing hope to the people of Timor-Leste. Visit our website to donate today, maf.org.au/TL.
Station sponsor.
A sponsorship on Hope 1032 is a great way to promote your product or service, but we're biased, so perhaps it'd be better to hear it from one of our sponsors. Here's Pete from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
People do hear the sponsorship and respond. I get feedback all the time from listeners. I've been parked at traffic lights only to hear my catchphrase from the car beside me. Ooh, he's a good boy.
Find out how you can get similar results. Contact our sponsorship team today. Visit hope1032.com.au.
Recently, I joined a panel of academics on a radio show. Our topic was faith and experience in contemporary churches, but we covered much more than that. One caller rang in to say, "From what I know of some churches, you're supposed to check your intellect in at the door, but you all sound fairly reasonable people." We all laughed, glad we came across as being reasonable. But his comments weren't all that surprising. They reflect the tension some people see between faith and reason, between rationalism and the supernatural. But there's no reason to pitch those two perspectives against each other. God is natural. He works through scientific processes and through natural causes. But he's also supernatural. Miracles should be part of our lives. At times that may mean we operate a little differently. Faith doesn't always look reasonable, and God often asks us to live beyond the common sense realm. The God life is natural and supernatural. Being a Christian doesn't mean taking leave of our senses, but rather fully engaging them, as well as experiencing things we will never be able to fully explain. This is Tanya Harris of GodConversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
When I made up my mind and my heart along with that, to live not for myself but yet for God, somebody said, "Do you know what you are getting yourself into?" When I finally ironed out all of my priorities and asked God to remove the doubt that makes me so unsure at ease, things I ask myself, do you know what you are getting yourself into? I'm getting into you because you got to me in a way words can't describe. I'm getting into you because I've got to be. You're essential to survive. I'm gonna love you with my love. When you looked at me, you said, "I kind of view you as a son." And for 1 second, our eyes met, and I met that with a question. Dwell on what I did, but rather what I do. You say, "I love you."
said, I love you and that's what you are getting yourself into.
Hope 103.2.
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again and past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been.
Hope 103.2.
I've been waiting for you to come around and tell me the truth, that everything that you're going through, my girl, you've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl.
to hold my girl. I've been dreaming about us, working hard and saving it up. We'll go and see the man on the moon. My girl, we've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way, out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. My girl, my girl. It takes one hot second to turn it around. It takes one hot second to turn it around. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl.
Hope 1032.
Now, more than ever before.
Can I get a hallelujah? Someone say praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say amen.
Hope 103.2.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
Daniel O here, founder of Sandpiper Coaching. Lost your job or feeling trapped and need a change? Struggling to find the right job or nervous about interviews? Face any career challenge with Sandpiper Coaching. I've been helping people just like you for over 20 years with career and transition coaching, outplacement and redundancy coaching, as well as executive coaching. If you've got a career challenge, our dedicated team at station sponsor Sandpiper Coaching is ready to help you. Visit sandpipercoaching.com.
Hope 1032. 1032.
From Bondi to Kurrajong, we're right here with you.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it. You know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me
Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Lebanon's health minister is warning of carnage from Israeli strikes, saying hospitals are struggling to cope with the number of casualties. Jessica Millwood reports.
Medical centres struggling to cope with the influx of badly injured people, 1,800 of them. The death toll continues to soar. 569 is the latest number we have, and the estimate is of those, 50 are children. Tens of thousands have now been displaced from their homes, facing a real crisis in Lebanon. They are staying in emergency evacuation centres, places like schools. Some people are sleeping on the beach. That's as this Israeli bombardment continues.
Joe Biden has addressed the annual United Nations General Assembly in New York for possibly the last time as US president. He's joined world leaders in calling for an end to the deepening conflict in the Middle East. Alison Petrowski reports from the US.
Joe Biden took the opportunity to reiterate America's commitment to a ceasefire and to a hostage deal between Hamas and Israel almost a year on from October 7th, but Joe Biden says he remains hopeful.
Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest. Even if the situation has escalated, a diplomatic solution is still possible.
Biden also took the opportunity to talk about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He did so while President Zelensky of Ukraine was watching on. Joe Biden said the world cannot and should not look away from what is happening there.
12 Singaporean troops have been injured after two tankers crashed in a military training accident in Queensland last night. Andrea Crothers reports.
7:40 last night, a Singaporean tanker rear-ends another one. This is while returning to base at the Shoalwater Bay training area north of Rockhampton in central Queensland. That leaves 12 troops injured. They are flown by military chopper to Rockhampton Base Hospital. We are told they were in a stable condition. They are either being treated or recovering well. Singapore's armed forces releasing a statement saying that the safety and well-being of our people is of paramount importance. The army has called for a safety pause to remind